We left off last class. We were in the middle of the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and we said that he and his son were hiding in the Beis Medrash, but they knew that his wife might be tortured and then she might give away where they were located. So, without telling her anything, they left the Beis Medrash and went to hide in one of the caves in the Galilee. They were out far from everyone else, and no one knew where they were, and the Romans couldn't discover them. Now, on the one end, now that they were out in the Wild West, right, the Romans couldn't find them, but where are they going to have any food from? You know, they went to a place where no one went. They went to a place where there was no village, no civilization. They're hiding out in a cave. So Hashem made a miracle, and a carob tree grew near their cave, and a stream started flowing near their cave. And they dug a hole in the cave, a hole for each of them. They knew if they'd keep wearing their clothing would wear thin. So they covered themselves with earth. And they'd only uncover themselves from the earth when it came time to daven. They'd climb out of the pits they dug themselves. They'd climb out, get dressed, daven, get undressed, get back into the cave and continue learning Torah. And they spent 12 years in the cave. 12 years learning like that. 12 years in hiding. And father and son became emaciated. You could imagine if all they're eating is carob and drinking water. And if their body is covered with sand day and night, their skin became completely parched and cracked. But they didn't take note of that. They had no disturbances. They learnt and learnt. And they went into the depths and the secrets of the Torah. And after 12 years, Elio came and stood at the entrance to the cave and said, "Who's going to tell Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that the Roman king died and all his decrees have been annulled?" Rabbi Shimon and Elazar come out of the cave. And they approach town. They look to town and they see people are plowing and planting seeds and growing things, and they're in shock. What's wrong with humanity? How are people wasting their time making more money? They could just go and live like we did. They're looking at people and the whole world looks like they're crazy to them. Everything they look at seems futile. How could people be wasting their time like this? Why do people need more than one garment? Why do people need all of that? And they saw they can't deal with civilization. The Gemara words it that wherever they looked got burnt up. They went back to the cave. And after a year of preparation for coming out of the cave, they came out. And when they came out of the cave, they bumped into an old man running. It was Friday afternoon when they came out of the cave. And he's holding two branches of hadassim, myrtle branches. And they asked him, "What are you doing with those two branches?" He said, "They're in honor of Shabbos. They have a good smell." One corresponds to the Ten Commandments that said, "Zachor is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho," and one corresponds to God saying Shamar together with Zohar. God had two commandments come out at once. Commemorate the day of Shabbos. Watch the day of Shabbos. And Rabbi Shimon looks at his son and he says, "Look, they're doing good things with the things they grow. They're not just focused on the material." And the Talmud says that wherever Rabbi Elazar would look would get burnt. And wherever Rabbi Shimon would look, he'd heal what his son would burn. And for most people, that's where the story ends. But that is not where the story ends. That is where the Talmud and Shabbos leaves us. The Talmud and Shabbos, if you want to remember the story, it's easy to remember. It's Daf Lamed Gimel, just like Lag BaOmer, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. That's also the page in which we have this story. The Talmud continues and says when a person is saved from a dangerous situation, he has to do something for the public. He has to do public service. So the Talmud describes how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai went through a territory where it was complicated to figure out where there were bodies buried, and people were bothered by that. They couldn't, people were always careful to be pure in those days. So he had a secret way of figuring out He'd put seeds and see where they sank, and he could figure out where there were corpses and where there weren't corpses. And he put up signs, and he did a public service. He went and did a public service, and the Talmud ends the story saying that he met up with Rav Yehuda ben Geirim and looked at him and said, "You're still alive?" And Rav Yehuda ben Geirim dropped dead. But we don't want to end on a bad note, so we'll move forward. So what happened with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Elazar? So whenever you encounter Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon in the Shas, that's this Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon became a fantastic sage. And the Talmud tells us that he was brilliant. He was brilliant and very, very, very pious. At one point, there was the police set up a detective. The Romans set up a Jew to be a detective. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon called him and said, "What are you doing? You're catching Jews. How do you catch Jews?" So the guy says, "Well, what am I supposed to do?" So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, "I'll tell you the trick. You go to the taverns in the afternoon and see whoever's drowsy in the afternoon, check out what they did all night. If they learned Torah, so you know they were up at night learning Torah. If they had this business, so that keeps them up at night. That business, that keeps them up at night. But if they have no legitimate reason for being up at night, that means they're up at night stealing. So you check them out, and you'll see that the guys who walk in the late morning, half drowsy, the reason is because they don't sleep normal hours. They're up at night stealing other people's possessions." So this Jewish detective took up Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's advice, and it worked. He'd sit in the taverns, and that was his detective work. He'd sit, wait and see who showed up in the late morning, early afternoon, and was drowsy, and then he'd do research, and he'd started catching thieves. The Romans saw he was so good, they said, "How do you do it?" So he said, "Well, the rabbi told me, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he told me how to do it." So the Romans called in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and they said, "We're appointing you detective. If you're so good at this, you're going to be a detective yourself." And this is where we'll have to pick up the story, Bezlachem, next time.